Today I want to talk about nervous system regulation and band-aids and why sometimes these band-aids, meditation, yoga, and all of this short-term relief for nervous system dysregulation can actually draw attention away from the bigger goal. The bigger goal is achieving a long-term sense of safety that will naturally make your body want to relax. So, the problem I have with short-term solutions is that for someone who's already exhausted and drained, telling them they have to add a meditation routine to their days or telling them they have to do yoga will cause more stress. More often than not, people are going to feel guilty for not sticking to their routines. People are not going to feel relief with them. And meditation and yoga and journaling and all of these things, while they're help, they cannot replace a toxic environment. They cannot replace the fact that that person doesn't have the skills right now to relate with others, to find good relationships, to be good at their doing or find something that they're good and do that. So basically, we are trying to trick the psyche, but we're not succeeding by telling them you are safe now when the person in cause doesn't feel safe. Now, it's true, sometimes the cause of lack of safety, it's in the past, and they might have reasons to feel safe in the moment right now, and they're just having a lot of emotional flashbacks. But again, it's way more useful to work on the level of emotional flashbacks than to work on giving the person a routine for nervous system dysregulation and telling them that if they do that long enough, their nervous system is going to be more regulated. It's not going to be more regulated. It's going to be regulated in the moment as they do it, plus half an hour afterwards. But after that, they're going to return to baseline because their baseline, it's a lack of safety. And perhaps an even more tragic example would be someone who is in a toxic environment, someone who has a relationship in which they feel unloved, someone who doesn't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and they need help with figuring out how to solve their current day problems. Whether it's in their relationships, whether it's at work, whether it's in the way they communicate so they get more respect, whether it's putting more boundaries to protect themselves, they need help with that. And the nervous system dysregulation, which oftentimes even changes the brain, not only that it changes the brain, but long-term exposure to this sort of stress can cause hormone imbalances, can cause autoimmune issues, can cause gut issues. Just imagine your nervous system run to the almost max at all times. It's like dirty fuel. It's going to ruin the engine. So it's a lot of stake here. It really is a lot of stake. So for someone like that, you really have to delve with them in their real life problems and help them achieve a natural state of relaxation. Help them be safe within themselves and within their environment. Because meditation cannot make you happy in a toxic relationship. It cannot make you happy if you don't know how to relate with others. It won't make you happy if you have a shitty job, you have a shitty boss. You know what I mean? There are real world problems that need attending. And when you are working towards those and you are given a clear framework on how to work towards those, over time, your body will naturally relax because now it has all the reasons to relax. So, in the end, for those who use meditation and love it, I recommend you to continue to use it. But for those who feel like meditation or journaling or yoga, it's a burden. Well, the whole purpose is to take burdens out of your life. So I wouldn't beat myself over for not wanting to add more stress to the current amount of stress that I have, that you have in your life. So that's it, and hopefully that made sense.